$965 million. That's how much the conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has been ordered to pay to the families of those killed at Sandy Hook Elementary. A jury in Connecticut announced the verdict yesterday in the defamation trial over the lies Jones spread about the shooting. But there's a lot that has to happen between the verdict and the families actually receiving any money. Here to talk about that is NPR's Becky Sullivan. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
This is an enormous amount of money, but will the families really get this much?
Well, that is the big question. Well, first off, Alex Jones could end up owing even more money in the form of attorney's fees or other punitive damages with this case. There's a couple other cases as well. But the amount here also could go down. Jones's legal team has said that they'll appeal the amounts. And just to give you a sense, the highest total for any one family was $240 million to the relatives of a first grade teacher who was killed. So Jones's lawyers are likely going to argue that that is excessive, and it is possible that the trial judge or an appeals court could agree. I asked Sachin Pandya about this. He's a law professor at the University of Connecticut, and he said this one is just really hard to predict.
This is an extraordinary case. It's hard to find points of comparisons, not just with respect to the large damage amounts, but because of the underlying conduct found by the jury to be so morally blameworthy, so egregious. It's hard to know exactly what happens next.
Becky, in terms of whatever assets Jones might have that could be given to the families, what is his financial situation?
Yeah, this is also very much an open question. On one hand, by a lot of measures, Jones does have a lot of money. And the verdict, by the way, is against both Jones and his company, Free Speech Systems, which includes both InfoWars and also his very lucrative sales business. He sells stuff like alternative medicines and survival gear. And a few months ago, in a related case, a business forensic expert testified that Jones and this company, Free Speech Systems, could be worth as much as $270 million. The expert said that InfoWars was at one point bringing in $50 million in revenue or more every year. But earlier this year, when it looked like these defamation judgments were probably going to happen, Jones's company Free Speech Systems filed for bankruptcy. It claims that it had a huge debt to another Alex Jones company, one that hasn't been named in the family lawsuits. Lawyers for the families say that this whole thing is essentially a fraudulent scheme to siphon off the assets of Free Speech Systems in order to insulate it from having to pay off these huge defamation judgments. A bankruptcy court is working to sort all of that out now. Meanwhile, InfoWars appears to still be bringing in thousands and thousands of dollars every day.
And these lawyers are going to want to figure out how can we get some of that money. So how might this all play out from here?
Well, it's worth noting that Jones himself, just in the last day, has openly mocked the idea that he will ever pay this amount of money, $1 billion. He has vowed to appeal. He is asking his viewers for money to help fund this legal effort. So, you know, in terms of how it might play out, I put the question to Nick Kofroth. He is a bankruptcy attorney based in Los Angeles. He said it's unlikely that Alex Jones has $1 billion sitting in a bank account ready to pay out. Instead, maybe the families could get paid out over time. But Alex Jones's ability to pay out over time, of course, depends on continuing this lucrative business broadcasting conspiracy theories.
If Alex Jones decides that continuing to make podcasts is just going to enrich the people that he's harmed, then Alex Jones might very well just go off the airwaves, and that might just count as a win.
And just to note here, Sasha, there is still one more damages trial, defamation trial for one more family, tentatively scheduled for later this year.
Really interesting. That's NPR's Becky Sullivan. Thank you.
You're welcome.